Coming to Northeast Wisconsin live from the Civic Media Studios at the City Deck Landing in Green Bay and featuring TV and radio broadcast veteran John Mino, along with the City of Green Bay's longest serving mayor, Jim Schmidt. This is Mino and the Mayor. Here are your hosts, John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
Hey, thank you very much. Welcome back, Mino the Mayor, here in our third hour of the morning. A beautiful morning out there, 45 in Oshkosh, 45 in Appleton, 42 in Green Bay. What a beautiful... Yes, Todd?
I just wanted to mention this because we were talking about George Washington Carver.
Yeah.
And we did get a note from David, who sent in a very long message, but basically saying Carver is often mistakenly credited with the invention of peanut butter. By the time Carver published How to Grow the Peanut, many methods of preparation of peanut butter had already been put in place.
Would that exist without
that's
George?
Interesting, right?
No, he did the research on the peanut, the nutritional values. That's what he did. That guy's right. Get him on the show.
I'll get right out
thanks
of that, Jim.
Thanks.
I just want to. Don't want to be ganging up on Jim. You know,
right?
He's so sensitive.
We're with Stacey Ryan. She's a local author. She's. Do you still do triathlons or Ironman?
I swim, bike, and run just separately now.
Okay.
No more competing.
So you did it. So how many miles swim was it?
For the Ironman?
Yeah.
2.4 miles.
And then a marathon?
112-mile bike before that.
112-mile
bike. Yeah.
And then the marathon.
We got to do one of those.
I know.
That's you know, we got to do one of those. Can you do those with artificial hips?
You can do whatever you want. You have 17 hours to do it. So
I don't know how to swim. Does that matter? Can you wear floaties?
Swimming's the toughest part. I mean, because people are kicking you in the head. You can practice at the Y till hell won't have it, but then you jump in with all you guys.
You're swimming with 2,000 people, and they're like, their feet are in your face. So, you get kicked. It's fine.
That's the most challenging, though, isn't it?
Oh, yeah. I think most people... Most people can bike, right?
Yeah,
and
right.
Can run. They might want to not do those distances. Yeah. But, swimming keeps a lot of people away from triathlons.
It does.
But I can teach you how to swim if you want.
Can you wear floaties?
You wear a wetsuit. Come on, Mina.
Yeah. All right.
By the way, I'm very impressed. I want to say a special hello to your brother.
Oh, he will love that. Chad.
Chad? Hello, Chad.
Chad.
Tell about a very special.
Tell him about his drinking experience with John. No.
Yeah. Should we talk about that? Should we bring him on air? He's in Madison area.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. No. He told me to say hi because he's got the tattoo.
Flying monkey tattoo. Flying monkey nation.
And he was what? 20 when he got that?
Well,
and he's 36 or something
I'm 56. He's 46 now. So I don't know when he was 18, 19.
So that's been around, Johnny.
Ah,
it's fading.
It was a few years
ago. No, it's not fading. I'm going to get mine touched up. Yeah. I'm telling you. So tell him thank you very much.
See, touch up party.
Yeah,
I'm sure he'll be here.
There you go.
Absolutely.
Stacey Ryan is a self-published author, and she shared her really challenging story. It's called 46 Days. And we're kind of laughing about how athletic you are and what a passionate, optimistic person you are. But your husband was diagnosed with colon cancer, and a lot of people can be cured from that, but your husband, it was just too far down the road, and you lost your husband.
Right. Did you ever give up hope?
Never. I can remember you guys when we went through the treatment, knowing that the prognosis was not good. We went right to the most aggressive treatment. So we knew that. And then 3 months or 3 treatments in, they said it's not working. So we knew, but it's not something that we talked about. We got into a trial at Mayo, knowing it's a trial.
Right.
And when they said this isn't working, and I literally called every hospital in the world to try to save my husband's life over that 6-month period of time, and did more research on that. And it was in June of 2020 where we got off the phone with a doctor in Philadelphia, and he said the same thing that we heard every time: there's nothing, you've done everything. And we stood up, and I can remember this moment where, we stood up and hugged each other, and my husband looked at me and he said, "We've done everything we can. Let's just live the best life that we have left together." And so we
that's strong. He was looking out for you when he did that.
Oh, the hundreds of conversations that John Ryan and I had on our patio that year were about where should Stacey live? What opportunities I have in this world to give. And those conversations I knew he needed to have with me, because he was planting seeds in my head. It was the most challenging conversations to sit there with, talking about things about my future without him. And it was so hard to imagine. I mean, me meeting someone, all these conversations, and to go kick ass, sorry, in this world, but...
Oh, we've heard worse on this
okay,
show.
Okay, good.
John pays the fine. So this 46 days, where does that start? Where does it end?
So in February of 2021, so this is about 2 months after my husband passed away, things were starting to, you know, I got my thank you cards done, and, you know, it was still COVID times, and I was having people sleep over in my little bubble of people I had, but people had their own lives, and they, right. you know, everything was going back to normal for them, and right, my normalcy right. was, there was none.
Way gone.
And so...
Whole new world you were entering.
For sure. And one of the conversations that I just spoke about, one of them, you know, John said, just get away for a while after all of this. It's, you need to just get away. So... We already had sort of this girls trip planned later in February in Florida. And I thought, you know, I gotta go now. And I just made this decision. I did some research and, you know, I told all my friends, I was never alone on my 46 day adventure. I had friends flying in, driving with, staying with me, because being alone wasn't, you know, I shouldn't be driving around the world, you know, by myself in the state of mind I was in. So I was super grateful. So I talk about all of that. Mm-hmm. But it was in February and I didn't have a grand plan. I just packed up his truck with every piece of workout equipment I own and a few other miscellaneous things that I talk about in the book, and left and drove down to Florida. So I was from Wisconsin to Florida to Colorado in that 46-day time frame.
Wow. By yourself?
Never by myself.
Okay, great. Oh, that's
so.
Okay,
that's what I'll talk about. Like, okay. Who was with me and the impact that they had on this journey while I was trying to figure out what to do. And I, all the things that I tried during that 46 days, it allowed me all these things I could have done at home. Okay, but my husband, he died in our house, and it was such a long, suffocating year. I needed to escape that and be in a space where there's sunshine and fresh air and the sound of the ocean, where I could focus 100% of my energy on how to figure this out, this healing process.
Did you still work out? And was that a part of it?
Oh, it was such a part of it. Like,
because I know they recommend that for people sometime. And
I mean, because if
you're having mental issues, wow, that doing things and I physically can really help, right?
I talk about that in my book, okay, and how the value of that saved my life.
Okay.
Well, there's people who go the other way.
And absolutely, that's, you know, so we were talking when we were off air, the things that I did in my 46 days and what I've done since then, these are things that I did that worked for me. And some of them, you know, they're important things in life to stay healthy and may help others, but it's not, everybody has to find their own path.
What why 46? I mean, that's not a long time. And did you get an epiphany? What happened on this 46th day?
It was more of, it was time to come home. I couldn't escape forever. And right? I didn't even know how long I was going to be gone when I left, right? So it was just, at that time I was in Colorado with family and doing the same thing there. And I thought, all right, I have to figure this out. I learned a lot in these last couple of days, and I journaled through that time. And I share those journal entries in my book, which is like super raw stuff, you know, but writing this book was challenging as well, because I had to relive some of the stuff that I had already gotten stronger at. But I thought, you know what, for me to be vulnerable on paper and for other people, this is why I'm doing this, because I want other people out there to know they're not alone. Because this is, like we said before, life is hard. People are, you know, faced with challenges, and your challenges don't have to be the same as mine. I mean, I get feedback on people who listen to my podcast or have now read my book on, they have different life experiences, or they don't even have had any life experiences, mm-hmm, but it's preparing them to be, you know, I guess prepare them to be that glass half full.
And you're speaking things from the heart with this. It's,
oh,
not like,
gosh,
you're, I have a doctorate in such and such, right, such and such.
Oh,
so
no,
I'm going to write
on
how you
there
should be. You've got, this is right from the heart with
this,
no.
This is very, you know, yeah, it's 100% from
and
my heart.
And I think people, those books are out there, right? I mean, people, yeah, who've lost people have written, and they're, I'm not going to say it's an easy read, but it's not, it's something that, I don't want to say enjoyable to read either, but it's something that you can really sit down and read that in a few days, right? I don't know how, I haven't read your book yet. I'm sorry,
so,
but
my book series, when I decided to do all this, you guys, the three things that you described me as, the Iron Man, the cancer survivor, and a widow, I broke that into three different books, basically, because they're short reads. Because I felt like if you took one book and just absorbed that, and it's a short read, it's 100 pages.
Right.
So people can get it, they're getting it done in less than 2 hours, and it's my voice. I am the editor. I hired a proofreader to say, look, this isn't supposed to be a professional written book. I want, the quotes to be the quotes. I want the words to be my words, so that it is authentic. It is
Absolutely.
From my heart.
Absolutely.
And I think they're each short enough reads that then
nobody's trying to take your feelings, your words, and put them in his little world and write it out there. Do you know what I'm saying?
Yep.
That's why these are the best books there are.
And I just want to accentuate that as well, is that it's healthy to read these books, and it's not a novel. I mean, and I've read a couple of those because we all have some challenges, and to hear them firsthand from people like you who've gone through that long road and here you are. I mean, you look great. You seem
Thank you.
Very happy.
I am. It took a lot of work the last 3 years, but I'm finally me again. I am happy in life. My husband said hundreds, probably thousands of times that he wanted me to live my best life, and he wanted me to live it with purpose. And at the time I was like, I have no idea how I'm going to do this, but I feel like I found my purpose. My purpose is to share my story, and wherever this goes after this, I don't even have a grand plan. Right now, my focus for 2024 is to get all three books published. I have my podcast. I have two seasons done. I know where I'm going to go with
What's
it
the name
next.
Of it? How can we find that?
Whole New Life.
Whole New Life.
So Whole New Life is the name of my book series and my podcast.
Okay.
Which, that was kind of an epiphany that I came up with when I started this whole idea of, I can write a book. Because I was talking to another friend of mine who is sadly also a widow, and we were talking, and we lost our husbands young, and we are young ourselves, and we're like, we could literally live a whole new life, like another 30 healthy years, mm-hmm. which is how long we were with our husbands. So that's where this all came from, is a whole new life.
That's phenomenal. How do we find your book?
You can find it on my website.
Okay.
Because that's the easiest place right now. I'm selling it myself through my distributor.
Website is?
StacyRyanAuthor.com.
Beautiful. StacyRyanAuthor.com. Fantastic. Stacy, thank you for sharing
that. That's awesome.
And thanks for what you're doing to help other people.
Oh my gosh. My pleasure to be here. Can I become a DJ now? Can I add that to my list? Can we do this weekly? Because this is kind of fun.
You got to get a tattoo.
Oh, I already have some.
I know. I saw those.
These are all new shoes.
Stacy Rossum, thank you so much.
Oh my gosh. My
Wonderful.
Pleasure.
Thanks, Stacy.
Mind of the Mayor, back after this. Release your inhibitions. Feel the rain on your I'm here, Jim.
No, he's just saying goodbye to Stacy.
Well, that was great, man. Yeah, what a great book, great everything. That was just fantastic.
And the more you talk to them, the more you find things in common.
Right? You know what? But you know what I love about this show, though, Jim, to be totally completely honest with you? I love that we bring in what you'd be considered normal people with extraordinary experiences and stories and things like that. I mean, I think that part of me, like Jill earlier,
right.
You don't talk about this. Just decided 17 years ago she's going to start a restaurant. Now it's one of the hottest restaurants around. Right. But all the pitfalls, and everybody sees the outside part that seems, oh, that's cool. I love it when these people, like a Stacy and like Jill, as I know I've used this term a couple of times, when they pull back the curtain to see what certain things are really like. And they're normal, down-to-earth neighbor people.
And that's cool that they're from Northeast, right? They're from Oshkosh, Appleton, Green Bay, Manitowoc. And you don't, and I tell my students that you don't have to go outside to find good stuff. I mean, be it business, be it people who are good authors, historians, inventors, that's all right here. And I hope that this show brings that to our listeners.
And you know what? I mean, Todd listens to every email or reads every email, every text, every whatever. If you've got suggestions for people, and I think you've seen that the types of guests we'd like to have. If you know of somebody you think would make a great guest, please feel free to let us know. Right, Todd?
Absolutely. Just you can email us, info@wgbw.fm. You can text us right on the Civic Media app. I was just responding to some texters this morning, loving her conversation this morning. Can't wait to get the book. Want to listen to the podcast, all that kind of stuff. So
great.
Download the Civic Media app, choose your station, either GBW or ISS, and then just text us.
Beautiful.
Yeah. I mean, Todd, you do a lot of work and I do a little bit on getting good guests. But
yeah,
we have had some great. I mean, you think about, we started June 26th. Of course, we got a big party coming up this next June 26th. But even if it's 2-3 guests a day, we've had a lot of guests through our show. You know,
absolutely.
And I think that's cool.
And 99.9% of them have been phenomenal.
And make us feel like we have
exactly
more to do.
But it's fun. I love it. I mean, I could never sit and talk to somebody about politics. Just couldn't do it. I mean, to a certain degree, but then I'd be like, where'd you go to school?
Yeah, oh, I know.
Hey, okay.
Who's the quarterback
the Rose Bowl that year?
Right,
oh, you know what the quarterback is?
I know.
You know what? He hurt his knee, but then I'd be that guy.
Yeah.
And he'd be like, oh, can we get back to the budget issues?
Right. And we try to.
But these people are so down to earth, but they have a great story to tell. That's the good part about it.
Yep. But if you want to learn about politics, you can listen to my show.
Talk about that.
Yeah, you should.
It's great.
Jim's got a brand new show, a brand new other show. He's still going to be here, but he's got a brand new other show.
It's Sundays at 1:00 here on WGBW. And it's called Lean Local. And Johnny was talking a little bit about how we try to get local talent. This is a show that we lean into what's going on in the community. That's really a relationship between the private sector and the government. So we had the mayor of DePere on last Sunday, the village president of Alloway, just talking about some of the public-private partnerships. And when I say lean local, I mean to lean into the local issues. We don't talk a lot about federal government, state government, although that can help fund things. But at the end of the day, it's we're the ones who, you know, pick up your garbage, and we're the ones that really create the environment, this quality of life that I think is why a lot of people live here. And it's interesting to, that's just not covered like it should be. And look, I think government is great. And, but you know, when you get, be it the paper, the TV, they just don't lean into it like we do. And so we have some pretty deep discussions of where they're going, what they've done, why they're doing what they're doing. Are they really addressing senior citizens? Are they addressing the young people in the community? And, those are interesting things. And we've gotten some great feedback thus far. And we also, when we talk at Lean Local, you know, this country is so partisan right now, but we don't lean left. We don't lean right. It's just, I don't care if they're Democrats or Republicans or independents or whatever they are. I just want to know what they're doing in our local area to make life better. And, you know, we have one of the school board members coming on.
There's so much going on locally, politics-wise, right now.
Yeah.
It's incredible, isn't it?
Yeah, and politics is like, people just, you know, I'm going to turn it off. That's not really what it is. And I got to come up with a better name, but it's really how.
I think that Lean Local is fantastic.
Yeah,
I
it's
think
a cool
it's a
name.
Great
and,
name.
But so we have, I should know.
And Jim, let me just interrupt you. If folks want to listen to this past Sunday's show because they missed it, they can find it at civicmedia.us. Click on shows. You'll find Lean Local. You click on that and all the shows will be there. So you can listen to it anytime.
Oh, that's, and I've. Some people who have listened to
you sounded surprised.
I didn't realize that. I did not know that.
I'm such a techie.
Yes.
But some people I called them. I said, hey, look, you know, do me a favor, listen to my show and give me some honest feedback. And they're friends, but they're also honest friends, but they liked it. And they said, you know, we need
more
of
that. Well, that's
your
wheelhouse.
Yeah, it is.
Like I've said before, you want to host a show on NFL quarterbacks from the 60s?
No.
I'm your guy.
Yeah, you are.
But local politics, that's your forte. I think you should run with that. I think that could be huge.
Yeah, and I think people will be interested, and we have some great guests. And then the other thing we're going to do, Johnny, we're going to have more of a discussion. But there's two people coming from the homeless shelter, and we're just going to have a discussion. And these guys, I mean, this one guy that you'll find interesting. It's funny that we just had play Bistrom, but this guy was a pretty good restaurant entrepreneur. But
I know
it's just a little bit of COVID, a lot of bit of alcohol, and he just lost it all, and he's homeless. But he's going to rebound. I mean, I have anybody who comes to that.
The more I know about homeless, the more I realize it's not that steep of a slope from somebody going from being having a normal life.
He did.
And then, there are different things. There was, alcoholism seems to be like.
That's a big one.
You know, that's a big one, obviously. But also, the COVID thing hurt a lot of people.
Oh, yeah.
That recession in 2008.
Still.
That would. I don't know if people realize, and I realized that once I get into real estate, how many people lost their houses and how many people lost houses because of no health insurance or right. bad health insurance or lose their job and then they have no health insurance. And you know, they were bringing in a nice paycheck, whatever, and the place closes and maybe there's some illness and it's like all of a sudden, boom.
You're homeless.
You're homeless.
And
it's scary.
I remember that 2008, 2009, you just, every time you open the paper, foreclosure,
yeah,
foreclosure.
Yeah, absolutely.
And then you see some names and you're like,
absolutely.
Wow.
Absolutely. No question
that.
About
I know
it.
That guy.
No.
But so these people are on a rebound. They're not there. They're still at the shelter, but they have a great plan.
You know, it was a terrible day for me one time? Because one of my jobs was cleaning out these foreclosed houses.
Yeah.
And I was going through stuff and I realized it was a friend of mine.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, I do. Hey, look.
Yeah.
I mean, sign of confidentiality.
And there's no disgrace to it. Things just happen.
They do.
This wasn't like he became a meth addict or nothing like that. It's right. just business went bad and boom.
Business. And then you're right. I mean, causes of homelessness. And we talked about some of the drugs or alcohol. But sometimes it's just a bad situation. Not the right insurance for what
yep.
your husband or wife came
absolutely.
Down with.
Absolutely.
And that can do you. And they're aggressive. They'll take your house.
Oh, no question about it.
So you've got
to. It got to the point, there were so many of them that I know one guy, and it was that he lost his job, didn't have good insurance then, and his wife had cancer, and the bank basically said, do me a favor, just stay there, and can you pay the heat bills and keep it up? Because
wow.
they had so many that they couldn't. It's oh. like, let's see if we can come back again and revisit this 6 months or a year type. Because they
great.
Didn't want to sit with them either.
Yeah.
Because
no,
the longer they sit, and the heat goes off, yeah. then things happen. So,
but yeah. This is going to be good. So those guys will be on Lean Local, too. And
awesome.
I'm going to work my way to get some fentanyl, but I don't know how I'm going to address that
yet. Do me a favor.
Yet.
Always stay local.
Oh, always.
Don't go national.
Don't worry about that.
Don't do it that crap.
No, I'm local.
All right. We got to start a quick break. Terry Barr will be joining us with a little slice of Wisconsin
That's
report.
Gonna be great.
It's going to be very great. Back after this.
Lines and keep your hands to yourself.
Take Mino and the Mayor with you anywhere. Download the Civic Media app today from the Apple Store or Google Play Store. And text the studio directly, all from the Civic Media app. Download it today. Now, once again, here's Mino and the Mayor, John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
Hey, thank you very much. Welcome back. Mino and the Mayor here at 97.9 FM WGBW, 98.3 FM WISS. And, of course, the Civic Media app. Beautiful morning out there. I'm going for a long walk today.
Sure.
I am. I'll do 10,000 steps.
You will not.
42 in Green Bay, 45 in Appleton, 45 in Oshkosh.
Okay, that's only 130.
You don't know that, Jim.
Oh, I thought those were your
steps. You don't know that if I'll do 1,000 steps today.
You said 10,000.
Oh, 10. I meant 1,000.
Okay.
That's a big difference.
See, that's why. I listen. Even though I'm reading, I'm like, okay.
I meant 1,000.
All right, 1,000. You'll probably do that. Yeah. But we'll do 1,000 steps just on our walk tonight. 8 restaurants, Todd, on that
I'm looking
Taste
forward
of
to
Green
it.
Bay
yeah.
tour.
International tour.
Still tickets available. $40. You meet at Bellin, at the Bell Building, I should say. The Daily
yeah,
Buzz.
Yeah, Bellin Building.
Bellin Building. And downtown. Get your little wristband. And you can walk to most of them. If not, there's a trolley that's available.
Why don't you want to take the trolley? I think the trolley would be fun.
Because we're going to walk off the calories from restaurant to restaurant. That's why we're doing that.
All
and
right, right.
That's going to be fun. And I think I've been to most of them, and I think you have too. But still, it's going to be fun to take our
Absolutely.
Wives. And,
Terry Barr
yes.
from Slice of Wisconsin is standing by. Hi, Terry.
Hi, guys.
How are you, Terry?
I feel like I should be a referee right now.
I just heard to keep you waiting.
She could have been here. Should have been here an hour and a half ago.
Absolutely, when it was really
oh,
hard.
No.
Right.
A little
little blood on the floor, but we're okay.
Yeah, we're okay.
We got a cleaning crew
okay,
here.
Good.
He doesn't believe me that George Washington Carver invented peanut butter.
Because he didn't.
Oh,
that's
he did.
Why. No,
but,
he didn't.
Okay.
Okay. But
No, he did not, right?
Thank
am
you,
I,
Terry.
Am I correct?
You are
that?
Correct.
He did not.
Hey, Terry, okay. thank you for being with us. Sorry you couldn't stay longer.
Gee, look at the time.
Hey, look at the time. 8:36. I got to talk about some quarterbacks.
Oh, I'm getting booted off already.
Yeah,
no,
give her the hook.
Terry, this slice of Wisconsin, you know, we're trying to do a slice
wait,
of
wait,
Green
wait,
Bay.
Wait, Terry, but, introduce yourself with our company, who you are and what you do and everything.
Everybody knows her.
No, they don't. Well, I mean, everybody remembers Terry on TV here,
okay,
but they probably don't realize she works with us now.
All right.
It's the same Terry Barr
I know.
I used to work
I know.
With. So yes. go ahead, Terry.
I'm on your team, even though I want to be your referee right
okay.
now.
Perfect. Perfect.
I love it. You guys, your show is just so much fun to listen to,
well, thank
honestly.
You.
Yes, Mino, you and I go back a long,
long
way.
Long
we were
way.
Together when Fox 11 was still, I can't remember which
W-L-U-K.
One.
WLUK.
But yeah. I always think, which logo were
yeah,
we
New
going
Center.
With?
You're right.
Then,
News Center 11.
Yeah, News Center 11. There you go. Oh, my gosh. We were having so much fun.
Absolutely.
Yeah, I was there 10 years and then moved along, moved around, moved and kind of decided, you know, you leave, you want to come back at some point. So came back, worked in Madison, and then found my way to Civic Media. And I have been with the network of Civic Media and all the local stations for 2 years this month. Yeah. Wow, time flies when you're having a good time.
You're there at the startup. Write, that's great.
Write commercials. Yep. I voice over. Did I do your intro to your show, too?
Yes,
you did.
Yeah, absolutely.
It started off with Simply the Best, yeah. Then we changed the music. But yeah. the you are the voice of our show.
You're our
show.
Voice. Exactly.
Well, thank you kindly for that. And these slice of Wisconsin stories, you know, I hate to say we're kind of homers when it comes to like loving the state and loving everything about it. But I'm just enjoying finding so much about our state that I thought I already knew. But every time I do one of these stories, there's something new to learn. So that's very cool.
I would agree. And I think sometimes we talked about that a little bit earlier, but sometimes you look outside the state and there's so much right here. There's just like this business you're going to be featuring, just places to go. There's some great parks, Airbnbs. There's just Wisconsin's it's a great state. I love it. I mean, nobody loves their state more than Texas, though, but we're a close second.
So tell us a little bit about Dufect Wood Products and the Guinness Book.
Yeah, this is amazing. Okay, so they are a small fourth generation family run business, and they actually credit cheese. So how perfect is that?
Yeah.
For continuing success. Okay, so the Dufek Wood Products, based in Denmark, of course, that's right in your area, yep. Green Bay, Northeast Wisconsin, Brown County.
Love Denmark.
And yeah, oh, I know, it's so cute.
It's great.
What is it, 2,000 people?
But it's growing big. It's growing a lot. People want to move to Denmark now.
We have this. I want to get back to your thing, but I just want to say that we have a small business spotlight that we do. We had a company in from Denmark that the alcohol thing. Doesn't that guy make, isn't that Denmark? The guy who makes the vodka and gin and all that? He made that. John, you got a little lit up that morning. Do you know what I'm talking about, you guys?
No.
You guys, he's from Denmark. Yes, he is.
Okay, all right.
I'll research that. Terry, go ahead. I'm sorry. These guys look at me. They know the answer, but they look at me like,
wait,
Jim.
You mean Wayne's friend that brought in that stuff that was infused with honey? That brandy? Isn't he from, where's he from, Todd?
Denmark.
Is he Denmark? I don't remember. The lady we had from Denmark, she puts on that big craft thing every day.
I know that.
Every year, and she runs those big granaries.
Right, I know that.
And she fixes those, like, 1,000-year-old statues.
Right, which is very cool. But we've had two businesses that we featured, and they're both from Denmark's a very cool community.
I don't know if he
was
from Denmark. I can't verify that.
Okay.
That was Wayne's good friend. Wayne will let us know. Sorry, Terry, you're right.
I'm going to look it up because I want to know now.
Doesn't that make you uncomfortable when your parents fight in front of you?
All right.
I feel like we're doing that long hello in Wisconsin instead of the long goodbye.
Oh, man.
All right.
So they make the wooden boxes for cheese, right?
Yeah. You did your homework.
Well, here's
nice
the deal, though.
Job.
You might know. You might not know this about
them.
Me. I try to collect cheese boxes, especially the round ones. I think they are so cool. I've got a collection of cheese boxes.
Hoarder.
Do you stack them like in your living room?
I've had them all over in my garage for things for all over. I love cheese boxes.
We're going to get Johnny on that hoarding commercial where they come, that TV show.
I'm close to it.
Or like those two guys that go through all that junk and then they find something of value and they offer you money right up.
Oh, that's American Pickers.
I love that show. I could be one of those guys in a heartbeat. That would be my dream job. Yeah. My dream job.
All right. Dufek does all these cheese boxes, and you know they can do anything that you might want on the top of the cheese box. So they can use fire to do it. They can paint it. So I don't know. Mino, you might want some specialty.
I like the sounds of that. Mino and the Mayor cheese boxes.
Wood burned. I want them wood burned.
Okay. I would do that.
I think that's cool.
I want this.
Well, okay. So for more than 100 years, yes, that is exactly what they've been doing, manufacturing cheese boxes.
Awesome.
And I think people sometimes forget that you use cheese boxes to age the cheese, and then you can ship the cheese in those boxes. And we're talking about the big round cheese, right?
Yep.
Okay. though the family makes all kinds of other wood products too, but that's what they have made their living on. And recently they decided to break out into something like a charcuterie board. We all know how
that's popular.
Those are so popular. Well, then, because their charcuterie boards were so cool, they were invited to a competition. And, you know, when you're going to a competition, you want to win.
Yeah.
So they created one of the biggest charcuterie boards ever, and it holds 760 pounds of cheese.
Oh, yeah.
Wow.
That's just the cheese. Can you imagine everything else that goes on a charcuterie board?
Okay. All the salami and capicola and everything.
You got it. You got it. If you like olives absolutely. And grapes and crackers.
Does the fork does the forklift come with it?
Yeah. I mean, how much does this weigh? Yeah, seriously. How much does this weigh? Wow.
Well, the cheese was 760 pounds,
right.
And they brought the charcuterie board in pieces.
Okay, got
it. The competition was in Florida, so you can imagine what it took to get it there. Yeah.
So then now, is this go ahead. Go ahead.
Oh, it's so big, as you were asking, how big is it? It's so big, it also won the competition, which was the first thing, and then the Guinness Book of World Records heard about it.
Right.
So now they have been accepted as a world record.
That's awesome.
That's cool. Right here
in
Denmark.
That is so cool. What a great story.
There in Denmark.
Oh, fantastic. Love it. Why does everything taste better on a I can never pronounce it. Charcuterie?
Yeah.
Why does everything so taste so good on those?
It looks good. That's why.
I know.
Exactly. There's something about the look that just makes the taste elevated.
The
absolutely.
Presentation, the whole thing. Yeah.
So
I'm with you. So I'm with you. Totally. I could live off of charcuterie boards.
Right. We don't need something that big, but they sell them for the home, for the office.
Absolutely. Yes.
Oh, cool.
Now they do shelves and they do wine racks and they do almost anything you can think of. They are willing to work with anybody on any type of project. But Mino, I bet they'd love to do a cheese box for you.
Oh, I would love that so much. I would love that.
Yeah, he would.
I would. And you know what? The thing is with cheese box, if you look close, they're really well made because they've got the dovetail like joints.
Oh, that tongue and groove
stuff?
Well,
it's called dovetail. Yeah.
Yeah. They don't use nails. They don't use that kind of thing because they have to keep it food safe.
Yes.
So, it's very
cool. Really, really well made. Okay, no, tongue and groove is something you'd have in a wall. That's called shiplap. Shiplap is tongue and groove. Where you have one top of the board, you got the groove. On the bottom part, you got the other part. Yes.
Tongue and groove is they fit into each other.
Yes, on a wall. But they're not in cheese boxes.
Floors?
Cheese boxes. Floors, you can have tongue and groove.
Why can't you just cut it a little smaller and make a book? Make a box.
Because they have to make these in a certain way.
I don't think so.
Yeah, they do. Because they have to be sealed so good, and they can't fall apart.
What do you think?
And that's
you don't
why they
seal
do the
a wall
peeling.
Or a floor?
Yeah, but if it comes apart a little bit, nothing's going to happen.
Thank you, Terry.
So, Terry, this
Maya,
is...
Maya, bring in one of your cheese boxes and take a photo.
Thank you, Terry.
Thank you. Terry, just a question for you. This is Todd. I'm just wondering if you realize now why I like Spotted Cow so much. Dealing with these guys every day?
Probably already at like 6 in the morning.
Oh, yeah, right.
Terry, that has happened.
We've been compared to those two old guys on the Muppet Show up in the balcony, just yelling stuff. Okay, we've been compared to them.
I love those guys.
Yeah,
so I
put a thing on my Facebook that was insulting and unfair to the guys in the balcony. For those poor guys to be compared to us.
Yeah.
Terry, I want one of these boxes. I want one of these boxes.
Okay. Yeah.
Yes. Go for it and then take a picture of one of yours and then you can show the mayor what you're talking about.
Right. I will.
Would
you do me a favor? Would you make a phone call over there and ask if their boxes are made with tongue and groove or dovetail?
We can do that, Johnny.
Okay. Do you know who to talk to?
Well, I know the question. So.
Who are you going to call?
I'm going to call Dufek.
Which one? Bob?
That sounds like...
Bob or Jim?
I was going to call Dave.
Jerry? Dave's not there anymore. You didn't hear?
He just makes this up as he goes along.
No, I'm not.
That's the problem with Mino.
You know what it's called, Jim? It's called show prep.
I can think of something else it's called, but all right, we'll just...
Okay. Here we go.
All right, we will call. Dufek sounds like the kind of company, if they're from Denmark, that has been around for 120 years. My guess is they have great customer service. And I bet if I call Betty's going to answer the phone, and she's
you didn't
gonna,
hear about Betty?
And she, oh my God! No, don't tell
me. Oh, let me tell you about Betty. You didn't know. Oh, you didn't hear it from me. You didn't hear this from me. Yes,
no.
Terry. All right.
Not embezzling.
Fine, Terry.
Not
embezzling. If Terry says relax, I got to relax. Okay. If Terry says behave, I behave.
No. Oh, thank you. Wow.
You're welcome.
In group.
I should have tried this years ago with you, Milo.
I know, right? Absolutely. So, Terry, where are you living these days? Madison?
Yeah, Madison, yes. But I look forward to getting up to hanging out with you guys on your show in person one of these days.
Awesome. We'd love it.
So tell me, you must do, tell me some of the things you do with Slice of Wisconsin. What are some other businesses or people you've featured on that?
Anyone. In fact, I would love to hear anyone's ideas. And, you know, you can email me at Terry, Terri.Barr, Barr, at civicmedia.us. We have done stories on cheese curds. Why do they squeak? And talked. Yeah.
I like that. Good question.
Uh-huh. Anything that's celebrating an anniversary, like the Birkebeiner just did up in Hayward. We talked to a gentleman who owns this Main Street Cafe in a little town outside of Chippewa Falls. But he sells thousands of pies from his little cafe every year.
Nice. Awesome.
I love these kind of stories.
And that's a slice of Wisconsin, right?
It's just what makes Wisconsin so cool, and we have these unique characters.
Well, Terry Barr, this has been fantastic. Please become a regular on this show.
Yeah.
Well, thank you for the invitation.
Yeah, we'd love it. If you could do it on a regular basis, that would be fantastic. We're spread the word about what's great about Wisconsin.
I'll get back to you with that tongue and groove box.
Okay, behave, you guys.
Thank you, Terry Barr. You're the best. Take care. We got to set a quick break. Back with more right after this. Didn't even talk about the basketball game last night. I watched about half of the NCAA championship game. Just got that sense it was Connecticut's night.
Yep. You can feel that early. And I'm not a sports guy, but the couple games we've gone to.
Yeah, I mean, Edie got off to a phenomenal start and then really cooled off, went 12 minutes without scoring. And, yeah. You know what? I almost hate to say this, but I'm going to say it. I'm basketballed out.
Yeah.
I'm basketballed out.
No, right?
I'm good.
Me too.
I'm good for a while. Yeah. But so, the Bucks, of course, still playing, although they've been in just a funk.
And
have they been in a funk.
You know what? It scares me when expectations are so high. And that happened with those
guys. But you know, that's their third. They win a championship.
That's true. And then they
win an NBA championship. Something that hadn't happened to since 71, I think it was.
Yeah, it was long. Yeah,
and then they have three separate coaches in the span of the next 18 months or whatever. That's bizarre. And you're a firm believer. I will give you this. You don't follow sports that much. I mean, but enough to know that if something is going really good or it's really close to once again being really good, do you really need to make that many changes?
And significant changes.
Right.
You know, that's more of a business analogy, but I think it holds. I don't know. I don't know anything about sports, but man, if I'm that close to whatever it is.
Yeah.
I
know.
I'd bring in a little bit more talent, but I don't know if I'd get rid of talent.
Well, but I mean, they got rid of the coach.
I know.
They bring in the other coach for 13 games or something. And then they bring the third coach within.
And that's, you're seeing that a little bit with key players. I don't know. It's so hard to win in sports and business. I mean, it's just that we
don't take it for granted. Don't think, well, I'm going to make this change and that'll be.
And we'll get right back to where we were. You know what? That guy or that lady was a little bit more significant than you're giving him credit for.
And it's just like with the Packers. People are like, oh, Packers should be Super Bowl favorites next year. They'll be fine. Because they were so good last year, right at the end of the season.
Somebody got them to that one play away from the Super Bowl.
And there's a certain synergy that sometimes creates winning over other things.
Yeah.
And you never quite know how that synergy is going to come about. It just happens. And at the end of last season, they had that.
They did.
They absolutely had that at the end of last season. And I would love to have seen them play Kansas City in the Super Bowl.
Right.
I think they were on such a roll they could have won that football game.
And I But like I've said to you, and I don't know anything about sports. I don't want to be critical of anybody because they're way, way ahead of my pay grade. But, man, I just, you know, if I got a core team of people, and we did that at the city. I made a lot of changes when I got there. But, I mean, when you start doing $80, $100 million of development a year, that doesn't just happen.
Yeah,
it's a core of people. And even though you say, I just didn't change a lot of people when I was there. After we had the right people. I changed a lot of them when I started.
Well, remember when you wanted to hire me? As your chief of staff?
No, I don't remember that.
Oh my gosh, yeah.
No,
because remember the time you wanted me to help for your re-election kickoff? And you're having AJ Hawk there and Donald Driver and all these guys.
I had you for that, yes.
And I said, I don't know if I can make it. And you're like, no, I gotta have you. I gotta have you. It's like, well, I've got some other stuff going. I'll tell you what, if you accept this and I win, you're chief of staff.
First of all,
you told me that.
No, I didn't.
But. Then you're like, Donna, get me another gin.
Yeah. Could have been that night.
Also today, Dennis Quaid is 70 years old. I've always been a big fan of his.
Who is he?
An actor. He started out in Breaking Away. Do you remember the movie Breaking Away? Todd, remember the movie Breaking Away?
Yes, sir.
Amanda, remember Breaking Away?
No.
Yes. No, but the bike race in Indiana, that whole thing? No?
Mm-mm.
Great movie. That kind of propelled him to stardom.
What do you mean stardom? I never heard of the guy. What is
Dennis Quaid?
Oh, my gosh. Here we go again with one of those.
I never heard of him.
He was also married to the woman who I thought during her day was the best-looking woman in the United States.
Okay, Todd just put his picture up.
Now do you recognize him?
He looks familiar.
Who is he married to?
I have no idea. What was he in, though? I mean,
he was in a great movie a few years ago. Was it The Rookie, Todd? Where it was based on an absolute true story.
Yes.
This guy in his 40s who made it back to Major League Baseball because his kids said, don't give up, don't give up, don't give up. And he said, well, if you guys win the district tournament, I'll go to a tryout. And he did, and they signed him, and he pitched in the major leagues. It's a great story. It's a great movie.
I will say this. He does not look 70.
No, he looks great.
Well, I'm not saying that that's today. Yeah. But...
Oh, okay. All right.
Yes.
All right. Okay.
Yes.
Well, happy birthday,
but
Dennis.
Meg Ryan. He used to be married to Meg Ryan. Remember Meg Ryan?
She was in a movie.
She's kind of funny looking now. Have you seen her, Todd?
Yeah, she had too much surgery.
Yeah. Amanda, have you seen her? She doesn't look the same.
Nope.
You know, I've heard that the 70s and 80s were hard to some people.
Yeah, look at me.
Maybe it just reflects a little bit.
Right.
Right.
I don't know if you've ever seen his son. His son is like a clone of him.
Oh, no kidding.
Uh-huh.
I have not.
He's an actor now, too.
Oh, no kidding. Oh, no, he's great. Did you ever see Everybody's All-American?
No.
Nope. Okay.
Okay, well,
probably no reason for me to come up and throw out other more movies because you've never seen any of them.
Okay, I don't. That guy looks familiar. I've never seen him in a movie. Okay, well, who else? What else is going on today?
Cynthia Nixon. She's from Sex and the City.
Yes.
Okay.
See, now that's interesting.
No.
Todd, that's interesting that you know Sex and the City, but you don't know
Dennis Quaid.
No, you guys, when we were on break in the first hour, I Googled her name.
Oh, because you didn't know her otherwise.
Exactly.
Okay.
That's why I said yes. I want to impress John and have him move on instead.
It's fishy. Why wouldn't you look up Dennis Quaid then?
Yeah.
Something seems fishy.
Thank you.
Because I thought
fishy.
Cynthia Nixon may have been related to President Nixon.
Jim, have you seen The Parent Trap?
Yes.
He's in that.
Yeah, Dennis Quaid.
Oh, yeah. You know what? I've seen that a number of times.
That's right. Yeah, I did see that movie.
I've seen that a number of times. My kids love that movie.
That was a good movie. That's a good Jimmy Stewart
impression.
Did they colorize that movie? Just back to me. Black and white movie.
Those girls were driving him crazy.
I know who Cynthia Nixon is.
No, the reason.
Sex in the City.
I just want to say the reason I Googled her.
Her Uncle Dick was something else. I'll tell you
what. That's what I thought. She was related to
which one are you? Are you a Miranda?
What's she talking about?
Of the three women in the...
I never saw that
show. Oh, okay.
Who is Kim Cattrall? Kim Cattrall.
I honestly have never seen Sex and the City.
Oh, okay. I like Kim Cattrall. She was also in a music video. Do you remember a terrible movie? It was with Andrew McCartney, I believe, and called Mannequin. Do you remember that in the
80s? Oh, my gosh, yes.
And that was her riding on the back of a motorcycle. She was Mannequin that came alive. And we can build this world together, standing strong together.
I know the song. Starship.
Nothing. Yep. Yes, exactly.
Yeah.
She was in that music video. Mm. No, anything? Nothing? Nope. Zero?
Is that,
nothing?
Okay, let's just back to what I was at. Cynthia Nixon related to the president?
It's his daughter.
I don't think it is.
She changed her name was Trisha, and she changed to Cynthia when she went to the movies.
I looked that up. I didn't. And,
yeah, well, you also looked up
you.
George Carver, and you got that wrong.
And
today.
I was right on that. And I'm right on. Okay, right. Whatever.
Also, Keisha Knight Pullman, 45. She wasn't Rudy.
Rudy.
She was Rudy. Rudy is 45.
45 years old from the Cosby Show.
Are you sure she's not that middle sister?
Nope.
Oh, my Lord.
That was Tempest Bledsoe.
You're right. And then what's her name? Sure fell off the map, right?
Yeah.
The oldest one. She did that
Bill Cosby kind of movie.
Yeah. Although she's still married to Lenny Kravitz.
No.
Oh.
Long time.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, she was married to somebody else.
Lisa Bonet. Yeah. Wow. Yeah, this is the song. This was Kim Cattrall riding on the back of the motorcycle with Andrew McCarthy. Remember it?
No.
Okay. All right. We're going to eat some food tonight. International Food Day, downtown Green Bay. Hope you join us back in tomorrow morning. Thank you, everybody. See ya.